我今天我的题目是基督徒的本分。
Today the topic is the duty of a Christian.
啊，经文是彼得前书第三章第十三节到第十七节。
And the scripture is in 1 Peter chapter 3, 13 through 17.
啊，请大家打开圣经彼得前书第三章第第十三节。
So please open up your Bible to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 13.
彼得前书第三章第十三节，你们若是热心行善，有谁害你们呢？你们就是为义受苦，也是有福的。不要怕人的威吓，也不要惊慌，只要心中尊主基督为圣。有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人，存着无愧的良心，叫你们在何事上被毁谤，就在何事上可以叫那无赖你们在基督里有好平行的人自觉羞愧。神的旨意若是叫你们因行善受苦，总强如因行恶受苦。
First Peter chapter 3, verse 13. Who is there to harm you if you prove zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are blessed. And do not fear their intimidation, and do not be troubled, but sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you. Yet with gentleness and reverence, and keep a good conscience, so that in the thing in which you are slandered, those who revile you, your good behavior in Christ will be put to shame. For it is better, if God should will it so, that you suffer for doing what is right, rather than for doing what is wrong.
我上个星期我谈到顺服。
Last week, I talked about obedience.
有内在的顺服和外在的顺服。
And there is the inner and the outer obedience.
所以内心的顺服，我谈到第一是要同心。
For the inner obedience, I talk about be cohesive.
第二是要存这个体恤的心。
Secondly, to have a merciful heart.
第三要有相爱的心。
And thirdly is to love one another.
第四要有怜悯的心。
The fourth is to have mercy.
第五呢要有谦卑的心。
And fifthly to have a humble heart.
除了有这个内在的顺服。
So besides having the inner obedience.
也要有这个外在的顺服。
There ought to be an outer obedience.
也就是在一切的事情上。
And it is in everything.
不可以以恶报恶。
Do not pay evil for evil.
倒要祝福。
But give blessing.
禁止自己的舌头出这个恶言。
And to restrain your tongue from talking evil.
远离这个罪恶。
To stay away from sin.
意义的行善。
And to do good works.
当我们这样做的时候。
And as we do all these.
那么圣经告诉我们，神必与我们同在。
The Bible said the Lord will be with us.
并且坚固我们。
And He will strengthen us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
那么今天我们所看的经文把我们带到另一个层面。
And the scripture that we read today bring us to another level.
然后彼得在这里谈到基督徒在这个邪恶的时代里面应当做的事情。
Peter is telling us as Christians what we need to do in an evil world.
怎样去面对这个苦难
？How do we face difficulty？
我们在苦难当中当尽基督徒的本分。
And in the midst of difficulty, to fulfill our duty as a Christian。
所以彼得在这段经文里面，他提到四点。
So in the scripture we just read, Peter talked about four things。
那么第一，彼得说要热心的行善。
First off, Peter said, be eager to do good。
那么第二，彼得说要存这个敬畏的心。
And secondly, he said, have a reverence heart.
然后第三，他说要传心中里面的盼望。
Thirdly, we need to share the hope in our heart.
然后第四，彼得说要存着一个无悔的良心。
And fourthly, he said, keep a clear conscience.
那么首先，让我们来看基督徒的本分，首先是要热心行善。
So the first duty of a Christian is to be eager to do good.
所以彼得在这边讲，他说。你们若是热心行善，有谁害你们呢？
Who is there to harm you if you prove zealous for what is good?
你们就是为义受苦，也是有福的，不要怕人的威吓，也不要惊慌。
And do not fear the intimidation, and do not be, But even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are blessed. And do not fear the intimidation, and do not be troubled.
所以第十三节是一个修辞问句。
So verse 13 is a rhetorical question.
所以当问一个问题的时候，你不希望对方给你的一个答案，这个就是修辞问句。
A rhetorical question is when you ask a question, you do not expect an answer.
所以一般人的理解。
For most people,
如果一个人做善事的话，
if a person do good,
不会有人伤害他，
nobody will harm him.
换句话说，一个基督徒如果他做善事，
in other words, if a Christian do good,
他做对的事情，
he do the right thing,
苦难不会临到他的身上，
then difficulty will not come upon him.
所以通常一个人行善，
Usually when a person do good,
如果他遵守这个政府的民法，
and if he obey the civil laws of the society,
那么他不应该受苦，
then he should not suffer.
但是这个道理不是绝对的，
but this is not absolute.
所以彼得在这边讲，他说，但你们若因行善受苦，能忍耐，这在神的面前是可喜爱的。
Peter said here, but if when you do what is right and suffer for it,You patiently endure it, this finds favor with God.
所以这节经文说明一个人行善也会受苦的。
So the scripture tells us that even though a person may do good, he can still suffer.
所以一个人行善不一定是平平安安。
So for a person to be doing good, he does not necessarily have peace.
然后苦难也会临到他的身上。
Suffering will come.
因为圣经说苦难在对于一个基督徒来说不是一个选择。
Because in the Bible it tells us that for a Christian to suffer is not a choice.
随时都会临到他的身上。
It will come upon him anytime.
因为保罗在腓立比书第一章第29节这么说。
Paul said in Philippians 1:29.
他说因为你们蒙恩不但以信服基督必要为他受苦。
For to you it has been granted for Christ's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake.
所以彼得在这边讲，他说你们就是为义受苦，也是有福的。
So Peter said here, but even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are blessed.
所以这句经文说，为义受苦是有福的。
So the scripture here tells us, if you suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are blessed.
那么旧约圣经里面的约瑟是一个很好的例子。
In the Old Testament, Joseph is a good example.
约瑟他为了公义
，because of righteousness，
而被人陷害，把他关在监牢里面。
He was blamed and was put in jail.
那么但是神却祝福他
，but yet God blessed him.
把他升为埃及的首相
，and he became the prime minister of Egypt.
所以彼得在这边讲，你们就是为义受苦，也是有福的，不要怕人的威吓，也不要惊慌，只要心里尊主基督为圣。
So here Peter said, but even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are blessed, and do not fear the intimidation, and do not be troubled, but sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts.
所以彼得说，当遇到这个苦难的时候，心里面不要。不要怕人的威吓，也不要惊慌。
So Peter said, even when you're suffering, do not be afraid of people's intimidation, and do not be scared.
所以当彼得写这句经文的时候，他是引用以赛亚书第八章第十二节到第十三节。
So when Peter was writing this verse, he's thinking about Isaiah chapter 8, verse 12 to 13.
他说：“这百姓说同谋背叛，你们不要说同谋背叛。他们所怕的，你们不要怕，也不要畏惧。”
You are not to say it is a conspiracy.In regard to all that this people call a conspiracy, and you are not to fear what they fear or be in dread of it.
但要尊万军之耶和华为圣，以他为你们所当怕的，所当畏惧的。
It is the Lord of hosts whom you should regard as holy, and he shall be your fear, and he shall be your dread.
所以当先知以赛亚做出这个宣告的时候，
So when the prophet Isaiah made this proclamation,
那么南国的犹大王他正在面对一个这个阿哈王他正在面对一个危机。
The southern kingdom Judah, the king of the southern kingdom Judah was facing a difficulty from King Ahaz.
那么南国跟北国正在面对亚述帝国的攻打。
Both the northern and the southern kingdom was facing the attack of a Syrian army.
所以北国的以色列王就邀请这个跟这个叙利亚就邀请这个犹太王跟他们组成一个联盟来对抗这个亚述帝国。
So the southern kingdom, the king of the southern kingdom, Israel, andSyria invited the
northern
king
kingdom.
Of the northern kingdom, Ahaz, to be the.
A little complicated, right? Actually, the king of the northern、
Alliance.
Kingdom, Israel, invited the southern kingdom to come together to oppose the Assyrian.那么但是这个阿哈王他没有加入这个联盟。
But King Ahaz refused to be in the alliance.
那么后来这个北国以色列跟这个叙利亚就威胁这个犹太王。
So then later, the king of the northern kingdom and Syria, they put pressure on the southern kingdom.
然后这个阿哈王因为受到威胁。
King Ahaz, because he was pressured,
他幕后就与亚述帝国结盟。
He then quietly formed an alliance with Syria.
那么，但是先知以赛亚曾经警告说，犹太王你不可以跟外邦人结盟。
But the prophet Isaiah have already warned him, do not form an alliance with Syria.
但是要依靠耶和华。
But to rely only on Jehovah.
那么同样的，彼得在这边说，当你们为义受苦的时候。
So here Peter said, when you're suffering because of righteousness.
不要感到惧怕。
Do not fear.
只要依靠神，要热心的去行善。
Just rely on God and continue to do good zealously.
所以彼得在这边说，基督徒的本分第一就要热心的去行善。
So here Peter said, first duty of the Christian is to be eager to do good.
那么第二呢，彼得说要存着这个敬畏的心。
And secondly, he said, have a reverence heart.
在一个人的生活里面，有时候会面对这个苦难。
In our daily lives, we face difficulties.
或者面对生活里面的危机。
Or maybe we face dangers.In our lives.
所以当我们面对一个危机的时候，心里会感到惧怕。
And as we face danger, we will fear.
所以彼得在这边说，他说不要怕人的威吓，也不要惊慌，只要心里尊主基督为圣。
So Peter said, and do not fear the intimidation, and do not be troubled, but sanctify Christ as Lord.In your hearts.
所以只要心里尊主基督为圣，这句话是指基督徒应当明白基督的圣洁。
The phrase that says sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts means to understand the holiness of Christ.
而且而以这个敬畏的心承认他是这位创造的主。
and to admit that He is the Creator God by having a reverent heart.
然后一切发生的事情都在他的掌管之下。
And that everything that happens is under His control.
所以当我们遇到苦难或者危机的时候
，So as we face difficulty or danger,
我们应当把我们的眼目转向耶稣。
We must focus on Christ.
啊，不单要把我们的眼目转向耶稣。
Not only must we focus on Jesus,
那么也要以一个敬畏的心来仰望他。
We must also wait upon Him with a reverent heart.
啊，当我们这样做的时候，圣经告诉我们，我们心中的惧怕就会消失掉。
And as we do it, then the Bible said our fear will disappear.
所以当主耶稣派十二个门徒出去传福音的时候
，When Jesus sent forth His 12 disciples,
啊，出去。医病赶鬼的时候
，to cure sickness and to cast out demons。
所以耶稣告诉门徒啊，当他们遇到这个迫害的时候
，So Jesus told them as they face persecution，
啊，不要惧怕
，Don't be afraid。
啊，耶稣对他们说，那杀生身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们。若有能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。
So Jesus tell them, do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
所以这段经文告诉我们，基督徒是有永生生命的人。
So the scripture tells us that Christians have eternal life.
啊，因此我们不要怕那些能够伤害我们身体的人。
So don't be afraid of people who can hurt our physical body.
因为一个基督徒对神的敬畏影响他在生命上所面对的危机和困难。
Because the reverent attitude of a Christian towards God will influence how he faces difficulties and danger.
如果我们的神是很渺小的
If our God is very small,
那么当我们面对这个问题或者危机的时候
So if we face difficulty or danger,
那么我们的问题就很大。
Then our problem become very big.
那么相对的，如果我们这位神是创造天地万物的神
，But then if our God is the one Creator God who created heaven and earth,
那么当我们在面对这个危机或者苦难的时候
，And as we face difficulty and danger,
那么我们所面对的问题会很小。
Then the problem that we face become very small.
所以当以色列人经过红海的时候
As Israelites crossed the Red Sea,
他们看到神的大能
They saw the power of God.
那么圣经告诉我们因此以色列子民感到很畏惧
And therefore the Israelites became very fearful.
心里面产生一个敬畏的心
And so they have a God-fearing heart.
那么虽然我们没有好像以色列子民曾经看过这个红海的分开
Even though we were not like the Israelites that saw with their eyes the separation of the Red Sea.
但是当我们在一个很明朗的一个天气的天空的时候，我们往极目往上看的时候
，But on a beautiful clear day as we look up in the sky,
我们看到天上的星星
，We can see the stars in the sky.
我们看到天上数不尽的星星。
We can see the numerous stars in the sky.
就好像以赛亚书第四十章第二十五节到二十六节这么说。
Just as it was said in Isaiah 40:25-26.
因为以赛亚写这段经文的时候，以色列人正在面对一个危机。
When Isaiah wrote this verses, the Israelites were facing a great danger.
他说：“那圣者说，圣者说，你们将谁比我？”叫他与我相等呢
To whom then will you liken me that I would be his equal, says the Holy One?
你们向上举目看谁创造这万象按数目领处他一一称其名因他的全能又因他的大能大力连一个都不缺
Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these stars. The one who leads forth their host by number,He calls them all by name. Because of the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one of them is missing.
那么圣经告诉我们天上的星星我们所看到的星星都是神创造的。
So all the stars in the skies were created by our God.
那如果这位神是我们所信奉的神，
If this is the God who we have believed in,
那么因此我们不应该有任何的困难啊，能够难倒我们。
Then there should have no problem that will obstruct us.
而使到我们心里面感到惧怕。
And to cause fear in our heart.
那么相对的，圣经告诉我们，我们应当以一个敬畏的心来敬畏我们的神。
So we need to have a God-fearing heart to fear our God.
所以彼得说，你们就是为义受苦，也是有福的。不要怕人的威吓，也不要惊慌，只要心里尊主基督为圣。
And so Peter said, But even if you should suffer for doing what is right, how happy you are. Do not be afraid of anyone, and do not worry, but have reverence for Christ in your hearts, and honor him as Lord.
那么可能在中文的圣经翻译版，或者一些英文的翻译版，你看不到他的它的意义没有这么清楚。
Maybe in through the different translations, you may not see the meaning clearly.
啊，但是我在看这个 Good News Translation 的时候，它的意思非常清楚。
But when I read the Good News Translation, then the meaning is very clear.
他说 ，But even if you should suffer for doing what is right, how happy you are! Do not be afraid of anyone, and do not worry.But have reverence for Christ in your heart and honor him as Lord. 很清楚地解释 这节经文。
It explained this verse clearly.
所以当我们以敬畏的心承认主是那位创造天地万物的主。
So when we come before the Lord with a reverence red attitude that he is the creator God.
那么一切的惧怕我们在我们心中都会消失掉。
Then all fear will be dissipated from our heart.
所以你所相信的神有多大，将会影响到你的生命。
How big of a God you believe in will affect your life.
我影响到你心中的惧怕。
It will affect the fear in your heart.
影响到在你生活里面所面对的危机和困难。
And it will affect.The dangers and the difficulties that you will face in your life.
所以，第二个这个基督徒的本分就是要存一个敬畏的心。
So secondly, the duty of a Christian is to have a reverent heart.
那么第三个本分，彼得说是传心中的盼望。
Thirdly, Peter said, share the hope.
彼得在这边讲，他说有人问你们心中盼望的缘由。就要常做准备，以温柔的敬畏的心回答个人。
Always be ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence.
所以刚才彼得劝勉我们在面对危机的时候不要感到惧怕。
Just now, Peter reminded us not to fear when we face danger in our life.
但是他说我们应当随时准备好把心中的盼望传给别人。
But he said, be prepared so that you can give a defense to everyone who asks you the hope in our life.
所谓盼望我想就是把福音传给别人。
When it says hope here, it means to share the gospel.
那么我们看到这个传福音的方法跟上次我在第三章第一节到第二节所说的传福音方法不一样。
So the way is meant, the way to share the gospel mentioned here is different from the one that I talked about earlier in 1 Peter chapter 3.
你记得我上次在彼得前书第三章第一节到第六节谈到一个信主的妻子和一个还没有信主的一个丈夫住在一起。
And in 1 Peter chapter 3, 1 to 6, it talks about a Christian wife living with a non-Christian husband.
妻子不是用这个口来向丈夫传福音。
The wife is not sharing the gospel through words.
而是以自己的良好的行为来感化这个丈夫。
But she touches her husband by her good witness and good behavior.
但是这里这节经文告诉我们要用我们的口来传福音。
But here this verse is telling us Share the gospel with your words.
所以应用在适当的情况之下。
So use it under the right circumstance.
那么这两种传福音的方法啊，都有它个别的效果。
Then both of these methods have their own results.
那么请注意这节经文的两个字就是回答。
So please pay attention to this one word answer.
那么回答是指保卫的意思。
And to answer means to be on the defense.
啊，也就是为福音的真理来做保卫。
And it is to defend the truth of the gospel.
然后回答，如果你去看这个原文的话，它是 apologia.
So if you look at the original language, it is apologia.
Yeah, apologia. Yeah, 如果你又去神学念书的时候，有一门课叫做 apologetic.
If you're in the seminary, and there is a course, it's called apologetic.Apologetic.
啊，只是他没有讲错。那么这门课是用来装备学生怎么去解答对这个福音真理所带来的问题。
And it is a course preparing the students how to reply to the possible questions that may be asked.
啊，比如说人从哪里来的
？For example, where did man come from?
那么宇宙里面真的有一位真神吗
？Are there really a God in the universe？
那么既然神是一位慈爱的神，为什么这么多人在受苦
？So since God is such a loving God, then how come there's so much suffering？
那么当人问这些问题的时候，我们应当做好准备来回答他们的问题。
So when people ask these questions, we must be prepared to answer them。
那么除了这些比较复杂的问题。
So besides these a little bit more complicated questions,
也有人问一些比较简单的问题。
There are people who may ask a more simpler questions.
啊，比如说有些人说，哎，我怎么可以成为一个基督徒
？Maybe, for example, like how do I become a Christian?
所以彼得说，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
And that's why Peter said, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence.
所以当有人问我们心中盼望的时候，我们必须把这个盼望告诉他们。
So when somebody asks us about the hope in our heart, then we must tell them what our hope is.
所以什么是盼望？
What is hope?
当然这个盼望是福音带来的盼望。
Of course, this hope is referring to the hope that is from the gospel.
因为彼得前书一开始的时候就谈到这个盼望。
Because in the beginning of First Peter, it talked about this hope.
他说：“愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。”
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Christ Jesus from the dead.
So, 耶稣基督的复活带给我们盼望。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ brings us hope.
我们当主耶稣再来的时候，他将会把我们从死里复活。
And when Jesus returns, he will resurrect us from the dead.
把我们被提到天上去与他一同在同在。
And then we will meet him in the sky to be with him.
这个就是基督徒的盼望。
And this is the hope of Christians.
我们好多年前在 St. Louis 有一位律师为一位基督徒办手续。
And many years ago in St. Louis, there was a lawyer who was who was doing something for a Christian.
那么手续办完后，他们就准备离开。
And so when the whole process was done, they were getting ready to leave.
那么这位基督徒顾客就问这位律师说。
So this Christian asked the lawyer.
他说过去我一直想问你一个问题。
He said, I had meant to ask you a question.
但是我都没有勇气问。
But I never had the courage to ask you.
所以这位律师说你要问什么
So the lawyer said, what do you want to ask me about?
然后这位基督徒就对他说
This Christian then said to him,
我想知道你为什么不是一个基督徒。
I want to know how come you are not a Christian.
那么这律师就低着头回答他说
And so this lawyer lowered his head and answered,
我知道圣经里面说一个醉酒的人不能够进入神的天国。
I know in the Bible it says a drunk cannot enter the kingdom of God.
我想你明白我这个弱点。
Well, I think you understand my weakness.
那么这位基督徒就告诉他，你没有回答我的问题。
But the Christian said, you didn't answer my question.
啊，律师就告诉他说。
And so the lawyer told him.
说真的，过去没有人告诉我怎样成为一个基督徒。
He said, truthfully, nobody has ever told me how to become a Christian.
那么这位基督徒就把他心中的盼望啊分享给这位律师。
So this Christian then shared the hope that is in his life with the lawyer.
所以这个律师就做了这么样的祷告。
And so this lawyer prayed.
他说主耶稣我是一个醉酒的奴仆。
He said, Lord Jesus, I am the slave of drunkenness.
那你的仆人把他的心中的盼望告诉我。
But your servant have shared his hope.
他说神啊求你赦免我的罪。
He said, God, please forgive me of my sins.
帮助我们来克服我生命生活中那个坏习惯。
Help me to overcome this bad habit of mine.
所以当时他就接受耶稣基督成为他个人的救主。
So at that time, he accepted Jesus as his personal savior.
你知道这位律师是谁吗？
Do you know who this lawyer is?
这个律师就是 C.I. Scofield。不晓得你有没有听过他。
I don't know if you have heard of C.I. Scofield. That's his name.
有一本圣经是 Scofield Study Bible.
There is a study Bible named Scofield Study Bible.
所以当有人问我们心中盼望的时候
So if somebody asks us the hope in our life,
我们应当随时的做好的这个准备
Then we need to be prepared.
因为基督徒是福音的见证人。
Because Christians are the witness for the gospel.
我们见证我们如何成为一个蒙恩得救的人。
And we witness how we become a saved, blessed person.
身为一个福音的见证人。
Being a witness for the gospel.
必须把所看到的、所经历到的。
We must tell of what we saw and what we experienced.
把它告诉别人，把它说出来。
To tell.And to share with others.
就如一个人在法庭供证的时候
just as a person being a witness in the court.
把他所听到的、所看见的，把他说出来。
He must tell what he saw and what he heard.
当回答别人的问题的时候
And when we answer others' question,
那么圣经讲得很清楚，不要引起这个争论。
The Bible said, "Do not cause any argument."
应当以这个温柔和敬畏的心，把这个福音真理说明清楚。
As to share with reverence and gentleness.
所以保罗因着传福音的缘故
，and Paul because he wanted to share the gospel.
他被这个犹太人迫害
，he was persecuted by the Jews.
把他控上法庭。
And they took him to court.
然后交在这个罗马统治者的手中。
And they gave him over to the Romans.
所以保罗被审问的时候，他就为自己辩护。
So when Paul was questioned, he defended himself.
辩护他不是争论。
He defended, but he did not argue.
所以往往有很多时候，我们传福音的时候要避免这个争论。
So often when we're sharing the gospel, we must avoid being in an argument.
如果我们去看保罗传福音的方法
If we look at the method Paul used to share the gospel,
他就是把这个福音的真理还有自己信主的见证把它讲明清楚。
He clearly tells them the truth about the gospel and his own experience.
而保罗两次在这个罗马统治者的面前做这个福音的见证。
Twice, Paul was able to witness in front of the Roman officials.
一次就是在腓力斯的面前。
One time is before Felix.
另外一次是在阿基波王的面前。
And the other time is in front of King Agrippa.
所以保罗传福音的方法很简单。
The way Paul shared the gospel is very simple.
他就把这个复活的真理，还有复活带来的盼望，把它讲解清楚。
He talked about the truth about resurrection and the hope bring forth by resurrection.
然后他讲解自己信主的见证。
And then he talked about his own experience, how he came to know Christ.
所以简单的说，传福音有两部分。
So simply put, there are two parts to sharing the gospel.
就是说明清楚神救恩的真理。
Is to tell clearly the truth about salvation.
然后第二部分就是分享自己得救的见证。
And the second part is to share your own experience or witness.
所以基督徒的本分，彼得说，第一就是要热心的行善。
So Peter said the duty of the Christian first off is to be eager to do good.
第二要存这个敬畏的心。
Second is to have a reverent heart.
第三要传心里面心中的盼望。
Third is to share the hope that is in your heart.
然后第四彼得说要存着一个无愧的良心。
Fourthly, Peter said to have a clear conscience.
所以在三章十六节彼得这么说。
So in verse 16, Peter said,
他说存着无愧的良心，叫你们在何事上被毁谤，就在何事上可以叫那无赖你们在基督里有好平行的人自戒羞愧。
And keep a good conscience, so that in the thing in which you are slandered, those who revel your good behavior in Christ will be put to shame.
所以什么是良心？
What is conscience?
可能你听过人说你这个没有良心的人。
Maybe you have been told you're a person without conscience.
其实每一个人都有良心的。
Actually, everyone has a conscience.
只是好或者不好的良心。
It's whether it is a good conscience or it's a bad conscience.
因为良心是一种内在的知觉。
Because conscience is an inner knowledge.
那么这种知觉能够辨别什么是好，什么是不好，什么是对，什么不对的东西。
This knowledge can help you know what is good, what is bad, or what is good and what is evil.
所以在圣经里面我们可以看到三种良心。
So in the Bible, it tells us there are three kinds of conscience.
那么第一种良心是好的良心。
The first kind is the good conscience.
也就是在提摩太前书第一章第五节保罗所说的良心。
And it is the conscience mentioned by Paul in 1 Timothy 1 verse 5.
他说命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无为的信心生出来的。
But the goal of your instruction is love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith.
然后第二种良心是圣经说是一种烧焦的良心。
The second conscience in the Bible it says is a seared conscience.
我没有打出来，是在提摩太前书第四章第二节。
It is recorded in 1 Timothy 4 verse 2.
那么这种良心已经失去了它的知觉，不能够辨别什么是对，什么不对的。什么是好，什么不好。
So this kind of conscience has already lost its feeling, so it cannot discern between good and bad, good and evil.
那么第三种良心，圣经说是那种邪恶的良心。
And the third kind of conscience is the evil conscience.
在希伯来书第十章第二十节有说明。
And it was clearly stated in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 22.
那么这种良心坏到一个地步，已经失去了它辨别的能力。
And this kind of conscience is rotten to a point where it can no longer tell anything.
不好的说是好的。
The one that is bad, he said is good.
好的说不好的。
The thing that is good, he said is bad.
所以良心可以被形容为好像房子里的玻璃窗口一样。
Conscience can be described as a glass window in your house.
如果这个玻璃窗口很清洁的话。
If the glass window is very clean.
所以外面的光线就能够直接的照进房子里面。
then the light from the outside can penetrate easily.
那么相对的，如果这个玻璃窗口很肮脏的话，
but if the window is very dirty,
那么照进来的光线就大大的减少。
Then the light from the outside cannot fully shine in.
所以一个烧焦的良心或者是一个邪恶的良心啊，好比一个很肮脏的一个窗口。
So the seared conscience or
一个玻璃窗
or the evil conscience is just like the dirty window.
啊，不能够让这个光线直接的照进来。
And it cannot allow the light to come in.
所以烧焦跟邪恶的良心，它不能够辨别什么是黑，什么是白，什么是好，什么是坏的。
So the seared and the evil conscience cannot discern what is good, what is bad, what is black, what is white.
啊，但是一个好的良心或者一个无悔的良心，就好像一个很清洁的一个玻璃窗口一样。
But the conscience that is good and is sincere.It's like a clean window that allows the light to come in.
那么使到这个光线能够直接的照进来。
And so the light can come in without any obstruction.
因为无愧的良心能够辨别什么是好，什么是坏。
Because a good conscience can discern what is good, what is bad.
啊，什么是对的，什么是不对的。
And what is right and what is wrong.
所以刚才我说过，每一个人都有良心。
So just now I said everyone has conscience.
只是好或者不好罢了。
Is whether it is good or evil.
但是良心能够接受神的话语，被到得到洁净。
But the conscience can be cleansed through the word of God.
成为一个好的良心。
To become a good conscience.
所以当一个基督徒他的灵命成长的时候。
So when a Christian spiritual life grow.
他的良心会越来越好。
Then his conscience is going to become better and better.
所以当做错事情的时候，他无悔的良心会责备他。
And so when he did something wrong, then his conscience is going to remind him.
然后使到他心中有平安或者没有平安。
To cause either peace or no peace in his heart.
无论如何，良心不是绝对的事情。
But conscience is not an absolute thing.
只有神的话语才是绝对的。
Only God's word has the absolute value.
所以在某一件事情上，除非圣经没有说明很清楚。
So in some things, unless the Bible did not state it clearly,
我们可以以这个无愧的良心来做这个判决。
Then we can judge something according to our good conscience.
所以今天的经文是彼得告诉基督徒当今的本分。
So the scripture today is what Peter tells.As what the duty of a Christian is.
那么第一就是热心的行善。
So first off is eager to do good.
那么第二就是要存一个敬畏的心来敬畏我们的神。
Second is to have a reverent heart.
那么第三就是要传心中的盼望。
Thirdly, to share the hope.
换句话说，要随时做好准备向别人传福音。
In another words, be prepared to share the gospel at all times.
那么第四，要存着这个无愧的良心。
And fourthly is to keep a clear conscience.
让我们用一点点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let us use some time to meditate on the message today.
我在你的心中你所信的神有多大？
How big is the God who you believed in?
当你遇到这个危机的时候，或者面对苦难的时候，
As you face danger or difficulty,
那个时候可能是一个考验。
That may be a time of testing.
那么考验你所信这位神是有多大。
To test and see how big a God you believed in.
你所信这位神啊，他到底是谁？
Who is this God you have believed in?
你是否有存着这个敬畏的心来啊，来敬拜他？
Do you come and worship him with a reverent heart?
啊，让我们一起来敬畏这位神。
Let us come and pay our respect.
因为他是创造天地万物的神。
Because he's the creator God who created heaven and God and earth.
他是值得我们敬畏的。
He is worth us having a God-fearing heart.
因为这位神，因此我们要热心的去行善。
Because of this God, we need to do good.
我们要把心中的盼望传给别人。
We need to share the hope that is in our heart.
我们也要经常存着一个无愧的良心。
And we need to always have a clear conscience.
做一个忠心无愧的仆人。
To be a faithful and shameless servant.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
帮助我们明白我们的本分。
Help us to understand our responsibilities.
帮助我们不要做一个不冷不热的基督徒。
Help us not to be a lukewarm Christian.
求主坚固我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.